Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison hopes to open most of the country by July in three stages. He's announced national guidelines. It's up to each of Australia's states to implement them as they see fit. Each stage will have a cooling-off period for medical professionals to evaluate their impact. First to open will be restaurants, playgrounds, libraries, and community centers, but with a limit of 10 people at a time gathered in the same place. The only exceptions, weddings can have 13 people, one to do the ceremony, the couple, and 10 guests. Funerals are capped at 20 for indoors, 30 for outdoors. Stage 2 allows gatherings of up to 20 people, up to 50 for funerals. Gyms and movie theaters could reopen, along with galleries and beauty salons, as long as everyone still keeps their distance. Specifics on the third phase depend in part on how the first two go. Gatherings of up to 100 people would be allowed, nightclubs and other venues would open, but travel remains more uncertain. Travel to New Zealand and other Pacific Islands might be a possibility, as well as allowing travel for international students, although the Prime Minister says it remains to be seen if that can be safely done. All along the way, the National Cabinet will review the situation every 3 weeks to see how the system is working. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.